I'm very grateful for the warm welcome that I have received from the community. I hope to include a Spotlight On feature each week, focusing on a Half Moon Bay individual, group, or business with a common theme. Last Sunday, we sprang into spring, so it's only fitting that this column feature the most obvious sign that the season is underway, gardening. To help us get growing, today's column is a spotlight on growing things. In her final column, Cindy reminded us about the Half Moon Bay Nursery's spring market on Saturday, March 25, featuring a seed and tuber swap. Caitlin Allenby, manager of One Straw Society's programs and events, told me, "The seed swap will be part of the Seeds of March, Seedy Saturdays. We're very excited to bring the seed exchange to Half Moon Bay. The seeds enable the community to access fresh local produce, grown here and adapted to the climate. Want to learn more? Go to One Straw Society's website https://www.onestraw.ca/seedsofmerch2023/. Several local vendors have signed up for the vendor portion of the market. Vendors can register at halfmoonbaynursery@hotmail.com. Market goers can grab a bite to eat from Redrowoff's resident Reggie King, who will be selling pizzas cooked in his wood-burning oven. Check out event details on the Half Moon Bay Community Association, HBCA, website www.halfmoon-bay.ca. The Sunshine Coast Seed Saving Collective, www.sunseeds.ca, is a supporter of the seed exchanges. Half Moon Bay resident and member Denise Lagasse expresses their passion beautifully. The collective reflects the joy and willingness to continually learn and share seeds. Over time, there has been a group of women who have walked this journey together. It is wonderful to see so many people understanding the importance of seeds and growing local food. We have another popular nursery in Half Moon Bay, Kim's Plants on Fawn Road. Check out her Mother's Day special. Pre-order your custom moss basket. For more information or to send your order, email kymsplants@gmail.com. Did you know Area B Director Justine Gabias is the gardener extraordinaire behind the O Farm on Redrowoff's Road? Justine says she'll be announcing the opening date soon. And lastly, the HBCA Spring Trails Cleanup, led by Elise Rutland, is on Saturday, April 22nd. Half Moon Bay boasts an extensive trail system, amongst the forests that grow on our coast. See what I did there? Maintained by local volunteers. I see a spotlight on trails in this column's future. If you have any ideas for column content or have a community event or story you would like to share, please send an email to mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.